And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Wayne Cota with Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. We're going to be talking about fishing and what's happening in the industry and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great job. Great intro, Wayne. Today's going to be a fun show. Pumped having Wayne and Pete here. We're all here. Going to be a fun day. But yeah, great job, buddy.
Thank you.
Au natural, as they say.
Wayne is running the show today because next week, he and Corey are on their own.
Yeah, that's it.
Because Ricky and I are both out of town.
Yep.
And this is like the big test for Wayne today to make sure he knows all this crazy equipment that we have, and he's a master. He's a total natural at it. It's no problem.
I'm so excited that there's somebody that we can call to, like, hey man, these buttons aren't working. Like, in addition to being a fantastic fisherman, everybody's friend, lots of stories, lots of information, Wayne is a master of the IT.
Yeah.
Pete and I are a little more than lacking on that sometimes. Yeah, so it's very good to have a pro like Wayne have our back.
And he's been doing a phenomenal job on our Facebook and YouTube. Yeah, that's fantastic. And that post you did last year about our 34th anniversary, and how many 34 years many people call me up, congratulate and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was great. So keeps up the great work.
Yeah, buddy.
Great part of the team. And here's the thing about Wayne. Wayne is like, whenever anybody needs any help, Wayne's the guy, he's the go-to guy.
Yeah.
Right, Wayne?
It happens. And being retired doesn't help with that conversation.
Yeah, wait a minute. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of no thanks, I'd love to, but I can't in the old Wayne Cotto vocabulary.
Right. Because you're still helping out CCA, too.
I am. And in fact, we're going up today to do the Star Tournament Awards banquet at 12 to 3 at Bass Pro Shop in Irvine.
Bass Pro in Irvine.
Cool.
Going to help with that one.
That'll be a big one.
So will the winner be announced today?
Yeah, all the winners.
Wow.
So how?
So today someone already has a new boat and doesn't know yet.
Somebody's getting a
yet.
New boat. Absolutely.
That's so cool.
So do they
cool.
draw it? Is that?
Yeah, they'll be doing drawings. At
like
the,
there.
So oh, that's
draw
so cool.
For somebody to have a $40,000 boat. $50,000 boat.
Yeah.
18-foot Parker and a 150 Yamaha from West Coast Marine.
With the trailer.
And for a, from a $40 entry fee.
$40.
Unbelievable.
And
for catching a fish.
One or two entries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and trust me, I've already gotten phone calls from people saying, hey, I'm going to be backing up my truck there. Just,
yeah.
Just give me the boat.
I'll be ready.
Yeah. I'll be pulling
what
it.
Size ball I need? Yeah. That's cool.
One warning I'm going to throw out for people coming down to the San Diego Landings this morning.
Ugh.
Yet another race. No audio on Facebook. Huh. That's weird. There is another race here in Point Loma. I think it's a San Diego Triathlon or something. So just be aware that until 9 o'clock, there's going to be some way you can get around it. And you can get into the landings and stuff. You just have to follow the instructions on it and make sure that it's coming in there. So we'll have to get that, and we'll get the. I guess we're having some issues on Facebook and YouTube on audio, so we'll make sure. Thanks, Arnie, for letting us know that. We'll make sure that we get that straightened out here. And
let's hope that just got.
Yeah, let's hope that straightened it out there.
Let's hope.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, lots going on, and you know, like you said, Pete, if you're coming down the triathlon, marathon, whatever seemed to be happening far too often, and far too often in the opinion of a person whose business gets shut down because they won't let people into the parking lot of it. But yeah, little delay, but you know, they'll always make some accommodation to get you in or get you back out. But yeah,
busy. I guess we're back up.
Nice.
Yeah. So
a little
good.
Refresh.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for. All right, thanks.
Welcome to a live show.
Yeah, so, and that's exactly why Wayne's sitting in that seat, is because he's got to run the show next week, and he knew exactly what to do before I even told him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's a lot of dynamics right now going on in this show because of all of the feeds. And the hard part is, it is a live show, and we can't monitor all the different feeds at the same time while we're live. So it's great that you guys are texting us and calling us and telling us.
Yes, please do.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Please let us know that that's the inside. So thanks to Corey King and Arnie for keeping us posted. Yeah. All right. So appreciate that. So let's talk about fishing for a second. A little surge in fishing.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear
from
Dan Carrier. We had our Let's Talk Hookup Day and a Half trip on the Searcher here this week. And they got limits of bluefin.
Great news.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know, we were kind of plagued with that wind here for the last week or so. And there was some, you know, call it exactly what it was. There was some tough fishing. Captain Frank Lopresti said the same thing. Just, you know, the particular area that we had to fish from below the border to above the island was just tough. And it was just great to see that wind finally start to back off and the fishing get good. The Polaris Supreme was the first, you know, big shocker. Ali R was the first one to get a nice hit on big fish. I think they had a stop for 12. All of them were over 100 pounds. And then that just seemed to be the kickoff of some better and better and better fishing happening. And, you know, we had a bunch of guys excited to go on our Let's Talk Hookup Day and a Half trip on board the Searcher. It was fun to see Dan and the whole group and everybody getting loaded up and getting ready. And just like you said, man, those guys had a great trip. Limits of bluefin. School-size fish up to nice big 60-pounders and daytime fly line, nighttime jig fishing. All of it was at play again and some great fishing.
Yeah, some really good fishing. And, Wayne, what have you been up to? You've been trying to be retired, but people just keep pulling you away, right?
I'm trying to get out fishing. We actually went out last week, and unfortunately, we ran over 100 miles and got skunked.
Yeah, you were out with the Shermanator, huh?
Yeah, we went out, and we went all the way out to 302 down to the 371. Above the upper hidden, came back up to 425 across the 101, the rock pile, came home.
Nothing.
it was just not the day.
Yeah.
It was a little snotty out there. And good news is that Everingham took care of us with some phenomenal bait.
Oh, cool.
It was just unfortunate we didn't get to use it.
Bait situation now is totally straightened out.
Back to normal.
They seem to found where it is and what's going on. It seems to have floated.
They were some firecracker deans in there.
Gotta love
little
it.
Ones, but they were good. They
They're
were
good.
Solid bait.
Yeah, that's all you need, right?
Yeah, I was we found some really nice patties out there, too.
And they didn't just...
Well, you know, by the time you get to them, you don't know if you're the first, second, or last guy that's on it, right? So it was interesting because there was bait under them. So it's almost like somebody had pulled up and threw chum under them, but they might have picked them.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Some really good fishing at the Coronado Islands as well. I saw the Lucky Bee, you know, Brandon Nelson, come back from a charter yesterday, and they had limits of bluefin, a bunch of big yellows, and he said wide open calico bass, all in the same anchor job at the Coronado Islands.
Way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Limits of nice looking. He said limits of tuna and released several. And some really nice grade yellows, and all you wanted, full-speed calico bass, all from the same anchor job at the islands.
But Brandon has just been getting
doing a great job, man, no doubt about it.
Phenomenal, yeah. And do you book that through Lucky Bee Sport Fishing? Can you book it at Fisherman's Landing?
Both exist. You know, I know he has a website for charter, and it's a, you know, that he just operates out of Fisherman's Landing. You can book it on the website at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
You can go directly through him, all of the above. It's one of those things if you want to go. I think they, you know, I mean, he's doing a great, exactly as you described. He's doing a really good job, so he's very popular, and the boat fills out. But just like anything, there's always open spots here or there.
Especially this time of the year when kids go back to school, things start to, but this is the best time of the year to go fishing.
I would be shocked if it was still available, but I also saw another Brandon Hayward, Bite Sport Fishing, also running, you know, great operation at a Fisherman's Landing. I saw a blurb on the Fisherman's Landing website that they had a trip that was going to run on their Mexicat, on the smaller boat, you know, reduced price, the whole nine. And then, I don't know if it was moving boats or catching sea bass, they slid. They said, oh, you know what, well, things change. We're going to run the trip on the Freeman, but the price is going to stay the same. So there was like one or two spots to get to go fishing on that beautiful Freeman, but at the reduced cost, and they were going to go to the islands and go get in on that great fishing. So I can't imagine that's still there, but it's certainly worth a look. And again, another fantastic operation to go down and get in on that great fishing.
This week's weather was not that great.
No.
Next week looks amazing. I don't know that you looked at the windy charts or I use Ventusky, but it looks amazing.
It's about damn time, and I'm with you. I look every day because it has been plaguing us. There's no doubt about it. It has not been an easy week of weather.
Yeah. So go fishing next week.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
It's ready.
And I'll bet they're going to bite, too.
Well, did you see that weather report? There's another cyclone down below Baja in Mexico right now. So eventually that's going to do something, whether it comes up, goes west, or come across Baja. But
it might affect some of those longer trips down there, down like at the
I'm
rocks.
I'm hoping it pushes
stuff.
Fish north.
It should. That's what it's supposed to do, right?
Push everything north, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Bring it here. They don't have to go far south.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Ken Franke, Sport Fishing Association of California, who's right here next to the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, see him pretty much every day, and he's working every day, that guy. He wanted me to make sure that people understand. There's a new thing now where when you go, I guess if you're driving across or you're traveling across, unless you're staying for more than 30 days or something like that, that you don't need a visa in Mexico. And he wanted me to be sure there was some confusion about, well, gee, I'm going to Mexico for the day at the Coronado Islands. I don't need the FMM. It's two different things. He wanted me to be sure that people understood. And like Ricky and I were talking about, I don't really understand the difference between the two. He probably would be able to explain it. But visas and FMMs are two different things. You still need the FMM when you go to the Coronado Islands.
So just because if you're flying to Cabo for 3 days and you don't need one does not mean you no longer need to have one when you're going to your boat. You still need to purchase your FMM the same way through the website. It always has been.
Yep. That's what he said. Yeah. Hopefully someday that'll end, but we'll see. Next Saturday, though, Wayne is, of course, preparing today for a phenomenal show.
That's going to be cool.
Eric Cord is going to be here in the world headquarters, who's the Eric is like the chief of enforcement, right?
He's the assistant chief of Marine Division for CDFW.
So
Department
he's in charge
of all of the coastal law enforcement agencies.
Yeah, and Craig Schumann, who's the head of
Marine Division. CDFW.
Fisheries, yeah. And then, so Craig Schumann is Eric's boss?
No,
there's just two different divisions.
Two different channels.
So
what Craig does, Craig goes up more of the regulatory and the science side of the marine side. So he handles all of our people that go to the commission, the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, all of the scientists, you know, the marine scientists doing all the programs, all the fisheries management plans. He's on that side of the business.
Okay.
Eric is on the enforcement side of the business.
I see. Okay, so that's going to be next Saturday. They want to talk lobster.
Two top dogs, though.
Top
I mean, how cool is
dogs.
That? Like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, those are the two guys
that
we work with all the time on all different levels of what we do to manage our fisheries here on the West Coast.
That's pretty cool, amazing. Man. And then Ken Frankie's going to come in with them.
Great.
With Eric. So Eric and Ken will be here in the studio with Wayne and Corey Sandin. And then Craig Schumann will be on the phone because he lives in Santa Barbara, I believe, or something like that. So that's going to be an amazing show. You want to be sure to check that. And they're going to be they want to talk about lobster.
Yeah.
Eric wants to talk about lobster. Now, tomorrow.
To talk about.
Yeah, tomorrow we have the guys from Promar on.
Cool.
Which is going to be super fun. Great guys. It's Brian Sanchez and then Captain Pablo Fernandez. Pablo Fernandez, of course, runs charters, lobster charters. So they'll be here tomorrow. So I can't believe it's already almost lobster
season. Yeah, it's an early start this year.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks from today.
Crazy.
Friday the 26th at 6 p.m.
Right. Oh, so it's 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
So it opens at 6 p.m. on Friday.
Wow.
And they did that for safety reasons, right?
They did that because people were jamming to get out there and causing problems. So they said if we do it in the evening before, then people have time. You can't put nets in the water early anymore. You can't soak early like we used to do. So, you know, it was just they're working with us to try to make it better and easier and safer.
Yeah.
So that's why we've moved the dates and the times around. And you know, Craig and Eric can talk about that next week when they're on the show.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see you tomorrow's show. Promar is always so advancing lobster stuff, and they've always seemed to have something new, some kind of cool next new thing. So I'll be looking forward to seeing what that is. You know, think about the innovation that has come on behalf of those guys. You know, when we used to just fish regular flat nets, and they, you know, switched to the Eclipse, and then the Ambush, and like the aid of the conical style net, and then you know the difficulties that we always had in high sea lion areas of trying to keep bait, and you know the innovation of the bait cages, and they're so good at taking whatever like the top new innovative thing is, whether it be from the you know the garage fabrication side of things and then making a streamlined killer product,
right,
or innovation you know that they bring to the table. Like they're always pushing something new in the lobster world, and I can't wait to see tomorrow.
There'll be something new. There always is.
No,
Brian's going to be bringing some stuff and giving away some great prizes too with them. And you know, Pablo's kind of their main guy, their main six pack guy, and he's going to come in and he'll talk about some of the new innovations that he works very closely with Promar. So
I'm excited!
That'll
be
a good one tomorrow morning.
And it's not just lobster. Those nets are now being used for crab up north,
right?
Because
yes.
They don't have the trap availability.
Yeah.
So and they're working. They work really well.
Yeah.
So
no, they make the best. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. So this is kind of an open show.
Yeah.
You do pretty much everything you want. You have questions for Wayne, Rick, myself. It's your show. It's your show today, and going to be super super fun to talk Wayne. Wayne's running the board. We got all kinds of stuff. We looking at, you know, Royal Star just pulled in. They're unloading a beautiful catch of fish and lots going on.
Was this the
this was the Chris
Yamada, CalStar, Randy Toussaint as a passenger trip?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You think they got him?
I would bet so.
Yeah.
I would bet
they
so.
They got him. Yeah, for sure.
That's
with that
cool.
crew. Yeah, as you can hear, great show today.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call. Let's Talk Hookup this morning. We're going to have a great time. We are standing by at the fan to take your call, 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones, or you can send us a text. Already getting great texts coming through here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to do that, the only way is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. We say it every week. If you don't have it, you need to go on your phone, go into the App Store, go into the Google Play Store, just search Let's Talk Hookup, look for that fish talking to the microphone icon, and download it, man. It's easy. It's the best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Archive shows, you can listen on your drive home 24/7. If you missed any cool tip, if you wanted to hear from John and the CalStar guys, you can go back to that show, get a hot tip on the rod model you were looking for, and it's the only way to send in your text questions. When you do send in a text, make sure you include your contact info. All we need is a name and a phone number in case you win the big prize at the end of the show today. We want to make sure to get it to you, and man, killer prize today. It's Coast Today. One lucky caller or texter that's going to be determined by the coin flip at the end of the show is going to win a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses for our audience looking on Facebook and YouTube. Wayne's holding them up to the camera there right now. This is the White Tip Pro.
Love that pair.
It's a really cool. These are brand new. Black frame, blue mirror, 580 glass, just a high-end, beautiful pair of Costas. Nice wrap to them. They're not, big giant bug-eye glasses. is just a killer, killer pair of fishing shades that one lucky caller or texter is going to get from our great friends at Costa Del Mar. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call on the phones, 833-288-0973, or send us a text. It's going to be a fun show. We're going to be talking travel. We're going to be talking fishing. We're going to be talking gear. Whatever you want, it's on the table today. Going to be a fun one. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Hi, my name is Chris Webb, and I'm one of the owners of Nature Fed Beef Company. We started Nature Fed to bring families the highest quality beef that you can get in Southern California. Did you know when you buy ground beef at the store, it can contain hundreds, if not thousands, of different cows? All our cows are pasture-raised and pasture-finished. They roam and graze on green grass miles away from any freeways, assuring low levels of cortisol and some of the best meat quality that you can get. These animals are raised in God's country in the Klamath Basin and just outside of Corning, California. We sell our cow shares in quarters, half and full cows. This gives you a cut from every piece of the cow, and all the meat you buy comes from the same cow. We deliver it right to your door, packaged and ready for your freezer. Let's Talk Hookup listeners can enjoy $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Give us a call at 619-324-3555 to order, or visit naturefedbeef.com. $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Visit naturefedbeef.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phone lines are already rolling right through. We do still have one line open if you want to get through. This is going to be a fun show. It's your show today. Whatever you want to talk about, it's all on the table. 833-288-0973. Fishing, what? Regulations, how much you hate sea lions, whatever, yeah. It's on.
I hate sea lions. Can I go on record right now and tell you how much I hate sea lions?
I vote for that.
Yeah. Today on the Liberty, I can't believe this actually has space available.
No.
Yes.
Our October trip?
Yes. Lots of space.
You're kidding me.
Yes. So it's an ultra limited load, limited to 24 on the Liberty. It's leaves Sunday at 10 a.m. on the 19th of October.
Okay.
And it's about a month away. And then it comes back at 6 a.m. on the 21st. It's $925, includes your food, and for a two-day trip on
awesome.
Liberty with 24 people. And so if you, and we're going to have some prizes on there, and it's going to be super fun. If you want to go, go to fishermanslanding.com and book it. Because it's going to fill up.
I'm shocked. Yeah,
I'm telling you, mid-October is good. The way things are shaping up right now,
it's going to be a later season.
It's going to be the month.
Yeah.
It's going to be the month.
My favorite time of year to be fishing, too.
Absolutely.
You get that beautiful flat weather and, you know, hopefully that great fishing.
Yeah. So take advantage of that trip, because Wayne and I were talking about that. I was like, well, I can't believe there's not that many people.
I'm shocked that there's openings on
normally
that trip.
there are always. But it's been a funny year, you know.
Everybody's going to wait to the last minute, and then they're going to be mad when they can't get on
it. When they can't get on it. So get on it now. Fishermanslanding.com. Just go to the easiest way to do it is you go on their website, and you go to Pick the Boat, Liberty, and then go to the type of trip is a two-day limited load, and it'll bring that trip
right
up.
Yeah, just hit search.
Yeah, search.
That's cool.
And it's easy. Yeah. So, you know. What are we going to do, Wayne?
Yeah, you're your call, bro. We go on phones. We go in text.
Yeah,
you
let's
tell
go
me
to the phones, guys.
I'm ready to roll. The phones are definitely packed up. Again, if you want your shot, it's 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Gus. He's called us from Burbank this morning. We haven't heard from Gus in a minute. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Gus.
I guess I should say happy anniversary, eh?
Thank you, Wayne.
How about that, man?
Thank you, Gus.
34 years.
Yeah,
down, 34 years down, working on 35.
There we go. We're in the 35th year already.
That's amazing. I've been listening since the very beginning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gus, you've been a big part of the show since the very beginning.
Yeah, part of the family, buddy.
Well, I don't know. It's good to be a part of this family because, man, I slept a little late this morning, so I didn't hear about the anniversary show today until I picked up the phone, you know.
That's been some of the most fun, Pete, since you made that announcement last weekend is, you know, there's been a lot of people that came through the store this week. And, you know, there was a lot of you start to hit years like that. There's a lot of reminiscent of, I can't believe it's been 34 years. I remember listening when it was Marty, and I remember before it was Marty. And, you know, I'll bet in 34 years I haven't missed 10 shows, and there was a lot of really fun, reminiscent of all the fun we've had on Let's Talk Hookup. And man, you start to think about all the great times we've had with Gus and Gus's world famous smoked salmon and all the mornings at Fred Hall's show and all
best salmon in the world there.
All the great
missing
times
that.
We've had. And,
Come on, Gus.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of fun. Think about all of the news that has broke on the airwaves of Let's Talk Hookup. You know what I mean? Some of the biggest things in fishing, the most exciting news, the most tragic closures, the biggest reports, all the new stuff. Like, I mean, think about all of the things that have broke on the airwaves of Let's Talk Hookup in 34 years of time.
It's
been pretty fun. It's been pretty fun
years,
buddy.
Pretty fun years, yeah. It's been great having you all a part of it, too. And thanks to Ricky and Wayne and Corey and Brandon and all the Marty, I mean, all the people that have made it.
Good team here, buddy.
Right?
No doubt.
Well, not to mention all of the guests that you've had over time.
Yeah, and all the supporting staff, too, and all the sponsors and everything. Couldn't have done it without the whole team.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
We'll just keep it rolling as long as we can, right?
It works for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure good with that.
Thanks a lot for the call, Gus. Appreciate that very much. All right. So Wayne's learning a thing. So we never know who's on the line, but I'm going to venture to guess that is none other than Dan Carrier calling in about the searcher trip. Good morning, Dan.
Oh, good morning, Pete.
Oh, hey, yeah. That's the man. That's Alaska Dan.
Yeah, that's Alaska Dan. What's happening?
Hey, Dan.
You just came off a two-day trip on the search, or excuse me, it's a day-and-a-half trip on the searcher. Give us a rundown.
Well, the trip was very nautical. It was, but we did very well. We had limits of bluefin. And we, Captain Mike worked really hard to get us on the fish as we went. And, it was, the people on the boat were, all pretty experienced, and several of them have been on this trip several times. So and I recognized a few of them from when I had last been on the trip. But we started off at the Cortez Bank. When we got past the San Clemente Island, the wave action really started picking up. But over at the Cortez, it was down, in relatively speaking, it was down. And so we were fishing and we caught a lot of those
bonita.
Yeah. I was trying to say a clean word about those bonita that we caught.
Saber-tooth stripers.
But we did pick up some small yellowtail. We got one yellowtail, but we did pick up some small bluefin at that point.
Okay.
And so then we had, then around 10 o'clock or 10:30, we had an incident on the boat. Unfortunately, one of the anglers slipped and tore a gash in his leg, and they had to be medevaced off the boat. They ended up just getting some stitches, and were fine. And I talked to the person who was injured, and he said he just picked up a piece of, just put bait on his hook and just slipped and hit his. He didn't hit anything on the boat but the deck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so, yeah. But we had that bit of an excitement.
Good to know that he was okay and that the Coast Guard came out and got him. And so that must have been...
They came and got him, and I had a chance to talk to everybody about Boston Insurance. How all this stuff is covered, you should get it. It was handled very well by the crew, and his son was on the boat. His son was a police officer, and he handled it very well, as this training would have him do.
I was going to say,
so
it's always,
everything was cool.
It's always sad and scary and all those things when something like that happens. But, boy, when it's done and the chopper lifts off, like you always take a step back and take a sigh of relief and realize, like, man, our fleet has got it going on. And,
yeah.
And it's one of those things that impresses me the most is on the rare, very rare time that something does happen – you could go from just BSing with those guys and telling a locker room story or them helping you pull on some big fish to, like, man, when it's go time, like, it's crazy how professional and how well-trained and how good those guys handle an adverse situation. And total bummer that the gentleman had to be lifted off, but, man, it sure makes you feel good knowing, like, how quickly our boys get into action and kind of handle everything when the – When your life's in their hands, you know they got your back.
And the U.S. Coast Guard.
Totally.
Too.
Yeah. Sure. I mean everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So unfortunately, he missed limits of bluefin. So then what happened?
Well, okay. So we started to move because we lost our place. We moved away from the banks. From the Cortez Bank to meet the chopper. And so we lost our spot in the Cortez Bank. So we decided we would go down towards San Clemente. And fish back there because we heard there's fish there, and restart our own position out there. And we did meter a lot of fish. We stopped several times on the way, picked up fish until about 5 o'clock when we got onto a school of 20 to 60 pound bluefin that just went crazy.
Oh,
we just went
wide
open there. 1 hour into the darkness until the captain said, "Hey, we were going to go night fishing, but it's night and we limited out.
We're done.
Yeah. We were going to keep you up all night, but you caught them all."
So this is actually, it was daytime. It was daytime fish, huh?
It was evening fishing that was outrageous.
Oh, so cool.
Make a trip. Wow, that sounds great. And the next morning you were back at Fisherman's Landing unloading your catch.
Unloading our catch, yes. And so it was, it kind of reminded me a little bit of albacore fishing in terms of the weather and the wind and stuff. And it was a little sloppier off of San Clemente than it was on the Cortez Bank.
Oh, that's
nice. But we weathered through it and we had a lot of good attitudes. Everybody was gracious. We didn't have any, I didn't see any issues occur except for the one incident where the person got hurt. And that was kind of like, how did that happen? And I think everyone enjoyed the trip. A lot of them have fished that trip a lot. I guess they're looking forward to going to a 2-day trip next year.
Yes, yeah. Both of our searcher trips next year will be a 2-day trip rather than the day and a half. So they'll both be, and they're already on the searcher schedule, searchersportfishing.com. And I know, Dan, you gave away some great prizes from AFCO, Shimano, Gamakatsu was the sponsor of the trip, and everybody got Gamakatsu hooks, and we had Costa sunglasses on the trip. A lot of good prizes to give away, right?
There was no complaint about the prizes. They were just remarkable.
That's great.
They were very, very happy with them. So, yeah. And And you gave away that one travel bag as well that was in
yes,
there.
Yes,
that
travel
was a big
bag.
Price too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Dan,
so,
thanks for covering it. Thanks for doing a great job hosting the trip for us. And if you want to go on any of those trips next year, the two-day searcher trips, searchersportfishing.com, book early because I guarantee you all those trips always sell out.
Yeah, no doubt.
So thanks,
and
Dan.
I'd like to say one last thing. One last thing.
Go ahead.
Is that for the first week, they give the people who are on were on the trip the opportunity to rebook it. And so after that first week, then it's open to everybody else. So you may want to go on, put your name on the waiting list now so you get notified when the spots are available.
Good point. They might show sold out right now, but in a week they open up to everybody.
That's correct.
And I love that they do that, man. If you're loyal to the trip, you got 1 week to get your time in off at work for the next season and get your deposit in and get your spot held, and then it's go time.
Exactly. And don't forget to make your reservation at the fish processor.
Yes, for sure, at Fisherman's Processor.
Oh, yes.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Dan. Appreciate that. Glad you had it. And thanks for doing a great job hosting our Let's Talk.
Oh, thank you all. Bye-bye.
All right.
See you, Dan. All right. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time to hear from our buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing's online today. That Catchport Summit by Summit Gasoline, the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, and your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, and let me tell you, that number has grown significantly. I was in Summit this week. Whole family was down. We were dropping some fish off at Fisherman's Processing, and we went in there. Finn happened to be in there, gave us the tour. Wyatt thinks Summit is the coolest store.
It is the coolest.
If you haven't been into Summit in a while, there's these giant racks right in the center that have all of those 89-cent snacks. They've almost doubled the amount of them.
Wow.
I mean, like, if you're put yourself in a 3.5-year-old's body, like, you go into a store that is literally nothing but snacks and cool drinks and people wanting to give you a high five, and like, Wyatt thinks it's the coolest store.
And these are 89-cent snacks that cost well over a dollar everywhere.
Oh, dude, let me tell you, and, you know, you get to tell him, like, oh, you pick, you know, go for it, man. Pick out two and pick out one for your brother. And he just thought it was just the coolest thing in the world. And
now, did you get the 89-cent Haagen-Dazs ice cream?
Pete, I'm smarter than that. No, you're absolutely we did not get that. Yeah, absolutely we did not get that.
Well, we were pretty cool.
We were fruit snacks.
Not that I've had one, mind you. We
had the test.
Quality we were fruit snacks and granola bars and all the other things that don't melt and get all over the place. Exactly. But, it was really fun. And, again, all of those snacks available for just 89 cents, as well as their killer fresh sandwiches and frozen bait, too. And Finn was just showing me they're going to have they installed a brand new cold case. They were literally installing it while we were there. They're going to have fresh made salads, like grab and go salads that are done twice a day. So, you know, morning brand new ones. And then again, at lunchtime, you can roll in if you're wanting something on the quick and go. Just they do such a good job with everything. Also, let's not forget about the ice. Only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you get 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill at Summit Gasoline.
And $3.99 gas?
Dude, how about that?
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah.
Cheapest and that's why we went, man. Like, hey, it's Summit Gasoline. Free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners. The lowest prices in gas at the San Diego Sports Arena. Hey, we're going to find out what's going on. We're going to talk to the man, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing's online. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, fishing is chugging along about what you'd expect now. Still some good fishing. And actually, offshore there, they had a little bit of weather there, a little bumpy out there. But they're still catching those bluefin. Bluefin, occasional yellowtail. I think they still had a couple of yellowfin in the mix. So about what we've been seeing there, the full-day trips, whether they're fishing offshore or down at the islands, plugging away at those bluefin, yellowtail, some bottom fishing in there. Half-day, same thing. Still catching some calico bass, rockfish, good bottom fishing. A few days near they caught some barracuda, saw some bonito. I believe they saw one yellowtail earlier in the week. So still really good. Those twilight trips, like I said, we're running those Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights now. And they're still catching fish, calico bass, rockfish, other bottom fish. They had some yellowtail last Sunday on their trip there. And those twilight trips, we're going to keep running them as long as you guys want to keep going on them. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days, the twilights on the weekend, the full days, both the San Diego and the Sea Watch. Lots of overnight, stay and a half, some longer trips coming into the mix here. And like we talked about, September, October is, it feels like it should be slowing down, but it really doesn't, fishing-wise and trip-wise. So definitely make your reservations online. Sometimes it doesn't take much. You know, they see one yellowtail on this half day, and that trip had 35 spots open. You go to make a reservation, and it's full. So definitely check that out, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. Like I said, get that gear tuned up. Not time to put it away yet, and we'd love to get you guys out there and catch you some more fish.
Awesome. Well, a great report. Fantastic to hear that they're biting. And, again, we talked about it this morning. We're welcoming this weather change. Should be a good week, good fishing. Great job, Marcos. Glad to hear the fish are still biting at Seaforth, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Everybody, appreciate that very much. Hey, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report with Marcos, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in their customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check Fisherman's Processing. And just like Wayne said, man, you got to make sure to make that reservation today.
Right.
That's it. All right. Hey, we're having a great time here this morning. Lots of great fishing. Lots going on. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 609-226-2403. That's SearchOfSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Hello, Let's Talk Hookup listeners. This is Tim with Friends of Rollo, and we were gearing up for our annual Rod a Week promotion. This year highlights a fantastic selection of rods that will be given away every Thursday starting November 6th. All of these rods can be seen on the Rollo website at RolloKids.org. Tickets are $25 each, and if you buy four, we will give you one free. When you buy four, you will also be entered into a drawing to win one of Carl Newell's personal rods and Newell reel. Carl Newell was a pioneer in the fishing industry, and what better way to have a chance to own a piece of fishing history? To purchase tickets, call Tim at 951-264-7382 or email win at RolloKids.org. Please leave your name and number, and I will get back to you. Thank you for making it possible for Friends of Rollo to take over 150,000 kids fishing. Your support is greatly appreciated.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, man. Lots of fun going on. Just heard that spot about Rod a Week, man. That's cool.
Yeah,
it's kicking off.
Rod a Week. We're going to hear from Mike Lum later in the show today. But right? And that's what the other thing, too, is you help. You not only help CCA, but you also help Rollo a lot, right?
I do. Yeah. Great
we
program, taking kids fishing.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the Rod a Week starts today. Tim is standing by his phone right now. You have a chance to win starting November 6th for $25, a number of great rods on there. And we'll talk more about it later on in the show this morning. But there's CalStars, there's custom Batsons, Taipans, all kinds of great stuff on there from great rod manufacturers. And all you need to do to purchase tickets, you can purchase them right now. Send an email to Tim at win@rollokids.org, win@rollokids.org. He'll get the email. He'll call you back. Or just call him right now at 951-264-7382. 951-264-7382. That's the Rollo Kids Rod of Week promotion.
That's awesome.
Such a great promotion. I don't know about you, Ricky, but I'm hungry. Every time I think about, you know, talking about Charlie's Landing over at Seaforth Board Fishing. Wayne, have you been over there to have food yet?
I've had. Yeah, that's really good.
Really good. What'd you have?
I had I had the fish and chips because you always have to take them and score everybody on the same scale. So fish and chips is the one.
Yeah.
And then I had the shrimp. Which was really good, too.
Shrimp tacos?
The shrimp, yeah.
Oh, boy. Smash burger for me over there.
Really?
Their smash burger, if you haven't had their smash burger, it's insane.
That's really,
it's really top notch.
The thing is, it's a high-level restaurant background that was brought to the Fisherman's Place. You know what I mean? And Brant grew up in our world as a fisherman, one of us, but, you know, is an expert in that world and restaurant industry. And it was so
Bryce
fun having him. Yeah, it was so fun having him on the radio show and just saying, like, you know, the kitchen in Charlie's Landing is not this expansive giant place, but it was so cool hearing him take like their big restaurant mentality into our local rad spot next to Seaforth. It's Charlie's Landing, and you know they're talking about fresh ingredients every day, everything made from scratch. The way to do things the right way was what they were all about, and it shows in their food. It's killer.
You want breakfast right now? They have a beautiful outdoor setting right on the water there, right in Mission Bay there. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is served. And here's the other thing too. If you're launching a boat
right now,
and you're headed over to grab some bait, call up Charlie's Landing, order something, you pull into the Seaforth dock and go grab fresh breakfast, fresh lunch, whatever. They'll have it ready for you when you pull right up after you get your bait.
When you launch in Mission Bay and you're cruising through that 5-mile-an-hour zone before you turn in, if you call your order in then, by the time you're done scooping bait, you just idle over to the dock at Seaforth, make sure you're not in the way of any of the boats, tie up, boom, boom. You're eating hot killer breakfast instead of trying to choke down a Pop-Tart on your way out before you hit the fives. It's the only way to roll.
Yeah. Or if you're going out on a boat tonight, you know, they don't serve dinner on the way out. You know what? That's easy. Just call them up, order dinner for your friends on the boat or yourself or everybody else, and they'll have it ready for you when you get on the boat.
If you're waiting in line to get on the boat, you got to go in early, right? Everybody's waiting around.
Yeah.
If you show them your ticket, you get a dollar beer the first one, right?
Dollar beer.
That's what he said on the radio weeks ago. It was
pretty
like,
amazing.
Man, I'll tell you what, Pete, or Ricky, that wasn't fair that you guys got the heat on the show. That was Drool Factor.
Oh,
it was
man.
So good.
You're killing me, man.
It really was. Yeah. No, like, blowing smoke because he was there. Like, it was really, really good.
So unfair.
They did burritos. They did breakfast sandwiches, breakfast tacos. And, you know, Brant brought an inappropriate amount of food, so there's a couple things left over, and I brought them to the boys at the tackle store, and they scarfed down. We're pretty big Charlie's Landing fan.
Charlie's Landing, it's right. At Seaforth Sport Fishing, just park like you're going fishing. It's right there at Charlie's Landing, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Great spot right there at Seaforth Sport Fishing. All right, you have a great text, huh?
Yeah, we do. Hey, Rory at Lakeside wrote in, hey, good morning, guys. My question is, for the long-range fishing, what is the minimum length that you would go if you want to target wahoo? And also, what time of the year would you book that trip? I've never caught one, and I have the bug. Can you talk a little bit about that with the setups?
What do you think, Ricky?
So I think there's two ways to answer that question. What is the minimum? I'm going to say there's three ways to answer it. We'll talk all three. The minimum length of trip you could be on to catch one is a 6-day trip. That's the minimum length that it really takes to get down to the ridge, and that's where you have your spot. I would say realistically, the minimum length of trip that you, if you're wanting to target one, because we're only talking about minimums here, the minimum for me really would be an 8-day trip, because that's really what it takes to fish the rocks appropriately. You can get to the north end of the ridge on a lesser trip, but you don't have a lot of time. 6 days is really pushing it to fish Alejos rocks just because of the extra travel time. So the minimum time, if your goal is to catch one, to me would be an 8-day.
Yep.
And I'm going to just jump one further. My suggestion on your minimum time to really plan on being successful would be a 10. And I know that that's a lot more length of trip, but, you know, that gives you the time to be down there and fish multiple locations and have the time to do it. And if the stars align on your 8-day trip and you get down to the rocks for a couple of days, absolutely you're going to have a shot at getting one. But, you know, you've only got a couple of days down there. If your goal is to really catch one and you're trying to book a long-range trip, for me, it's book a 10-day, just because that's going to give you multiple days in the zone for it to happen. And as we all know, wahoo's a humbling fish, man. Just because you get a bite from one doesn't mean you're going to get to put a tag on one. It's not like a school-sized tuna where once you hook that fish, you know he's probably coming home. It's not uncommon to go through several of them before one makes it over the rail.
No doubt. Now, the Royal Star, typically this time of year, does 7-day trips.
Right.
And you can do it on a 7-day.
Oh, absolutely.
That's kind of a minimum.
Yeah.
But you could pull it off on a 7-day, but like Ricky says, give yourself more of a chance. You really want to get that fish, just go on a 10-day and book it. But this time of the year, from now through December. What about that?
Actually, through January, right?
Through
January. Because the after Christmas trips run into them also.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. So that 8-day that you're hosting on the Royal Polaris, so Let's Talk Hookup trip in December, you had shots at wahoo, right?
We have shots. It's always weather dependent if you can get out there, right? And you never know. And right now, right? You got weather coming up and down. It's a crapshoot. It is a lottery on Oahu. One, you have to have the conditions to be able to get the layos. Two, you have to have the bait. And three, you have to have them there, and then you got to be able to land them.
Yeah. And I'll throw a fourth one in there is timing. You know, like wahoo is a very strange and reacts very different to pressure than other fish do. The star, like I said, it's all about the stars aligning. You're going to have shots anytime you're on a trip. You know, like you said, Pete, that 7 days or longer, the shots are going to exist. The difference between a shot and that really good fishing is just what Wayne said. It's condition, and it's timing of the fish, and it's timing of the other fishermen. If you have a trip where, you know, hey, the weather was up, so these guys, they opted not to go to Alejos. This boat had a good trip, but then they went into the ridge and they fished, and all of a sudden you turn around and everybody was on travel days coming home, and it's been 5 or 6 days since anybody has been there, and you're the first boat on scene and a new wave of fish moved up, you can have absolutely lights out wahoo fishing where all four trollers are going off and there's bomb fishing and you think this is the greatest thing in the world. And the next boat could run in the next day or the day after, and it's just picking up scraps or vice versa. Like,
very subject to pressure.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah, they're a very pressure-sensitive fish. But what's cool about them is, like, even when there's multiple boats there, if a new batch rolls in that day, everybody gets in on it. They're just they're fun, but that's what's so cool about them. They're not a guaranteed, you know, wide open thing. Like, you got to earn them, and when you do, it's like, I got them.
Just because you hook them doesn't mean you're going to land them.
That's the truth, man.
For sure.
Those things run so fast.
Yeah, they're fun to catch, though.
No doubt.
Let's try and sneak in a phone call, huh?
Absolutely. You got it, bro. Let's do it. How about we talk to Dan? Dan's calling us from West Covina this morning. What's up, Dan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. It's good to talk to you guys.
You too, Dan.
Happy 34 and more, and I really appreciate what this show gives me every single week. I just want to let you guys know that. I mean, it keeps me company at work and the archives. I depend on them heavily. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll find myself re-listening to a show just because I'll miss some details from what I listened to the first time. So, yeah, they come in handy. But I have a question for Pete. Since I'm heading down to Laredo next month, and I know you've been there quite a bit, and I was just wondering if you had ever been to the Puerto Escondido Marina and Enzante Bay Resorts, because I don't recall you talking about those before.
You know, I have been to both. I haven't stayed there, but I've been on boats in Puerto Escondido. I know some of our friends take their boats down there in Loreto, and I've had actually dinner down there in the beautiful marina in Puerto Escondido. And that Danzante Bay, wow, what a beautiful place. You know, it's quite a bit outside of Loreto, but it's kind of all self-contained. It's are you a golfer?
Yeah, I actually did the course once. It was a heck of a lot of
it's
fun.
It's a beautiful
it was great.
Course,
I didn't care what my score was, man. It was fun
but,
being out there.
Yeah, and that bay is just gorgeous. And I know they have fishing out of there, too. Are you going to try and fish?
We are fishing out of the marina. That's where we mostly do it, just the local marina out of Loreto, and that's worked for us over the years. And then sometimes we'll have an arrangement with one of the Ponga guys where they'll just meet us at whatever resort we're at. So if we're in the Napolo area, they come down and meet you, so you don't always have to go to the marina, which is pretty nice.
Wow. It sounds like you have it down there.
Yeah, I've been doing it a little bit. It's been about 4 years, but definitely looking forward to getting back down there again. It's just nice every time you go.
Well, give us the report when you get back. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate
that. Oh, man. My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
That's such a cool part of the coast. It's one of the last that's starting to get undeveloped, not a ton there where you can still go get the old school vibe and the old school feel, but also still have the modern amenities. Like there's still the old school charm of Loretto, but the modern necessities have caught up to it in the best way.
Absolutely. And it's so easy to get to too. There's flights out of Tijuana through CBX. Nonstop flights. It's only like an hour and a half flight. And then you can fly out of LAX, too. I think Alaska has a once-a-day flight during the season out of LAX. It's a couple-hour flight, but pretty simple and some beautiful resorts, like he was saying. Danzante is quite a bit south, but maybe half an hour, 45 minutes south of the actual small town of Loretto. But some beautiful places there. And then you've got, of course, my favorite place is just to hang out right in the town.
Yeah, the Malecon is cool. The fishing's cool. The people are cool. It's a great spot. Well, Dan, appreciate the phone call. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be on that Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to be on Facebook and YouTube Live. We're going to say goodbye to the fan. We got more of that coming tomorrow. But another full hour coming your way with Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Boys, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium.
The ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged PCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech Onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.